On the show today, we have Trellance's very own Stephanie Hange talking about Trellance's new Payments Academy coming up later this summer and this fall, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Trellance's very own Stephanie Hange. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good, doing good. Thank you very much for asking, and we're talking about something equally as cool here, Trellance's Payments Academy. You guys just got through recently having the Immersion 18 conference in Florida, which I heard was received rave reviews, so congratulations on that, and I'm sure you guys talked about the Payments Academy there, but for those few people who weren't there, can you give us a quick 411 on what the Payments Academy is? What's it all about?
Sure. And actually, Mike, at the conference, we hosted a mini session of the Academy.
Oh.
So the Payments Academy will be at a 2.5-day session that we'll be hosting to educate payment professionals of varying roles within a credit union. But at the Immersion 18 conference, we did a mini session. It was just a 4-hour session to cover a taste of what some of the topics will be when we offer the sessions this fall.
Ah, okay. And can you give us a couple of nuggets of what it will cover? Maybe not all of them, but maybe just one or two.
You know, of course, every educational opportunity is going to include an update on the payments industry overall because it just keeps changing. Anybody who's worked in the payments industry more than 10 years, we've seen such great change in the last 10 years that we didn't see years and years before. So we'll be talking about the payments industry update, interchange revenue, profitability, BIN and key management, network management, creating a roadmap, a payments roadmap for the credit union as well, in addition to just best acquisition practices, selling, training, marketing, anything to do with a payments program in the credit union, we're going to be educating those professionals on.
Very cool. So how did it come about? What started it? Was it just kind of surveying your clients and the credit unions out there to say, hey, you know what, we need this? Something was there a need out there that needed to be met?
And that's what we're here to do, is provide those solutions to credit unions that they need and have those for. As a consultant, I would work with credit unions and do consultations on debit and credit card portfolios, as others on our team did as well. But many times we were hearing again and again, I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you told me this information. I don't know where to learn and get this information. I always have questions. And so I realize it's a niche in the payments industry. We have a lot of expertise on our staff, so it really is just something we know we need to offer. The Trellance Advisory Committee, we work closely with them on what types of solutions do credit unions need. And they were wholeheartedly on board with this as ways to educate their staff, develop their staff, and also in the effort to just grow their portfolios and to be successful in this competitive payments industry.
Indeed. And so how does it work? I mean, I almost dropped my pen here. People sign up for it and then you're going to have it at a later date, or how does it work?
Correct. We will be hosting this at our state-of-the-art training facility that we are building right now in Tampa at the Trellance offices. So we are dedicating a specific space for this so that we can have on-site training sessions in our state-of-the-art training room. So we have 3 sessions scheduled for this year, September, October, and November. And then we will have approximately 8 sessions next year as well. And we'll be enhancing the topic. So if you come to our 101 session, you can come back to a 102 and learn more
about
different topics in the payments industry.
Gotcha. You can kind of get your bachelor's degree, your master's, your PhD, et cetera, et cetera, in payments. I can see that happening.
Again.
So ultimately, I kind of know the answer here, but I want to hear it from you, though. How does it benefit credit unions out there? How does this academy benefit credit unions out there? I'm assuming it kind of keeps them on top of the payments environment, because, like you said, it's changing so fast.
Yeah, you know, it's a couple things, and you're on the right track. It does help them be more effective and successful in their card, their debit and credit card portfolio, the way they manage it, what they offer to their members, how they can be successful and profitable. But it's also a member experience. It's what members want, so it helps them acquire and also retain members. But then the other piece of it that's really interesting is employee development. It's helping a credit union educate and develop an employee who is then more likely going to stay with the credit union. And we hear over and over again that one of their biggest challenges is employee retention as well. Mm-hmm. So it really helps in a lot of factors in a credit union serving that solution to them.
Very cool. And so, and again, how long is each academy? Is it, would you say, like 3 or 4 days or something, or?
Days, 2.5 days in sunny Tampa, Florida.
Oh,
so 2 full days.
Can't beat that.
Half day. way.
Excellent. I'm headed out there as well.
Great place to come.
I'll come on out as well. You can't beat that that weather down that you guys have down there. So to wrap up, where can folks find out more about the Payments Academy? The Academy's coming up this year.
On our website, trellinz.com, just go to the events tab, and we've got sessions again in September or October and November. They can register for any of those three, and we'd love to see our credit unions there so we can help them.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Stephanie, thank you very much. Any final words of wisdom here with payments? What's going on in that neck of the woods?
Oh, gosh, you know, there's so much changing every day. I just read an article. Wells Fargo Bank is closing 52 of their locations. They're exiting four states here in the Midwest where I am. So wow. Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And again, for a credit union, that opportunity is it's a customer who maybe is going to be unhappy, and time to educate your message of we are here and we're helpful and we want to serve our members and we want you. So lots of opportunities for credit unions to grow.
Sure. Sounds like it. Excellent stuff. Stephanie, thank you so much again. Appreciate the time. And we'll check back in around the Payments Academy time and see how it's going.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
You're welcome. Good talking to you, too. Well done.